Congress is stepping into the fight over reducing air pollution around Utah's national parks. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The state of Utah and PacifiCorp quarreled with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency for years over what's called the Regional Haze Rule. Then the EPA decided last year that cleaning up southern Utah's air would require $700 million of equipment on two of the company's coal-fired plants.
The science and the facts here is just mind-bogglingly complicated.
Arnold Reitze is a University of Utah law professor who serves on Utah's Air Quality Board.
It was a close call, and now we have Congress, which has no technical expertise in the subject, weighing in and throwing their weight around.
Utah's congressional delegation is trying a kind of legislation that's been used just once before Donald Trump became president. It basically would allow Congress to veto EPA's haze decision. Frank O'Donnell leads the national advocacy group Clean Air Watch.
This is a product of a special interest landscape in D.C., where companies like PacifiCorp think that they can pull a stunt that they couldn't have done a year ago.
Utah Republicans say EPA overstepped its authority. They don't want the company and its customers to pay so much to clean up the skies so little. Their arguments echo what attorneys for Utah and PacifiCorp are saying in a federal appeals case. PacifiCorp is Rocky Mountain Power's parent company. Paul Murphy is their spokesman.
The only thing that would change is that Rocky Mountain Power would spend $700 million on equipment that wouldn't do anything but would cause electricity prices to go up for all of our customers. What Rocky Mountain Power in the state of Utah has come up with is better than what the EPA is proposing.
But environmental groups say EPA's plan will clear park vistas best. Lindsay Beebe works on the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign in Utah. She calls the legislation the nuclear option.
We'll fight this. We will fight this with the 45,000 people who have weighed in on this federal rule in support of it.
Congressman Jason Chaffetz and Senator Mike Lee introduced the legislation in the past week. Both were unavailable for comment. Judy Faze, KUER News.